We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Lot going on as we get ready for the holiday weekend. The busiest travel day looks like it'll be tomorrow. So if you're headed out of town or have people coming into town, we got you covered. 4th of July on Thursday, we're a big part of the fireworks at Point State Park celebrating the city and our Independence Day. And we'll give you the details of all of that. And there has been some positive news when it comes to how Pittsburgh downtown is trying to reimagine where we go from here. And joining us, John Valentine, who's the executive director of the Downtown Neighbors Alliance. John, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Larry. It's been a while.
I know. And, you know, we've had some encouraging news about how we reimagine our city, which is really important post-pandemic and dealing with the issues. And one of the things we've heard about is finding ways to make the city greener. In this case, we're going up.
Well literally. Yes, we are. Yes. I assume you're talking about the Green Roofs project.
Right. So from the air, we would look much greener, but how does this work?
Well, you know, I had done a lot of research and I visited a few cities, and I noticed that some of the cities that had had green roofs and green walls and more trees and more plants, well, what they had was a cooler environment. It was much cooler because the anything that's green, grass, trees, it releases water vapors into the air. And that also, the plants would don't release any CO2, any carbon dioxide. So what happens was it had a cooling effect. And then with the green roofs and the green walls, it insulated the high-rise buildings, and they've seen a huge reduction in utility cost of the heat and cool the buildings.
Yeah.
And we combined that with a program that we instituted called the Living Well Initiative, which did research on why different neighborhoods had much more longevity than the average span of life. Neighborhoods all over the world that people lived 100, 102, 103 years old. And one of the common denominators, and there was a few, obviously, how you eat, exercise, things like that. But one of them was greenery. So the deeper we looked into it, the more we said we have to do this. Unfortunately, a few years back when we started this, we were a little bit ahead of our time. And the technology wasn't there, because to do a green roof, you had to lay a ton of dirt down on the roof, and some of the older buildings, Larry, they just weren't, the roofs weren't made to withstand that kind of weight.
Right.
Now we found out that the technology has changed. And well, there's new technology, I should say, and there's a new way of doing this. And all of a sudden, as we looked into that, we were like, oh my God, this makes not only environmental sense, but it makes economic sense, because many of the buildings wouldn't need to have to put a new roof on, which was really an extremely expensive factor.
Right.
So the more we worked on it, we said, you know what, this pays for itself in just a few years. So we reached out. We're initiating talks with the two largest real estate holders downtown, the Cultural Trust and the and Point Park University. And just to, you know, want to be transparent, the talks are very initial. We're getting things going, but the results we've gotten so far from everyone we spoke to has been extremely positive.
Yeah, and
we
want
to move forward with this. I'm sorry.
Now, one example of that is the county office building. I hear they put one in, 2010, and they estimated saved $80,000 a year in energy costs. That's actually mind-boggling.
You know, we took a walk up there, and half the roof is covered with grass, and half the roof is asphalt. And on a really hot 90-degree day, there was a 40-degree temperature up right above the grass compared to the asphalt.
Wow.
I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. It's got so many positive effects. The question now is, can we get enough building owners to implement it? And we think we can, because for the first time, the economics make sense.
Yeah, and I know you're working with a lot of stakeholders to try to reimagine the city, and there are other plans recently revealed to kind of spruce up our town. When do you think we'll start seeing, you know, physically seeing some of these things develop?
Well, you know, it's been a great partnership with a lot of stakeholders, led by the Allegheny Conference, County Executive Inamorato, and Mayor Ganey. All three groups have been just tremendous. This is, in my opinion, this is a really good plan, and it's a great beginning. I think the question becomes now, you know, some things are, I won't say out of our control, but have to happen first, and that is right now, you know, when I say we, I mean, of course, the three organizations I just mentioned and all the partners. Going to the state, and we're hoping to get, you know, a fair amount of money, because we need to get this funded. And right now the state is going through a budget. So it's hard for me to put a timeline on when this will happen, because there's some things that are, you know, in the group's control and some things that aren't. But I would say the first step is, let's see where the state budget lies. And then, you know, we're going to approach the powers that be, the governor and the senators and Congress and, you know, state congressmen and state senators, and see what happens.
Appreciate the time this morning, John. Have a great 4th of July holiday. We'll talk again soon.
Always appreciate you, Larry. Thank you.
You got it. John Valentine, Executive Director of the Downtown Neighbors Alliance, on the Big K Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!